forever rapping the seat, making pop a rare crap. Give it Chicago some to shout about. We the bands, monsters of the... Hello, hello, hello. I am Panda Bear Fredo with Grizzly Brian. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Feeling great.
That's awesome. And this is episode 6 of the Panda and Grizzly Show, which we basically talk about, but nothing, the Bears. So
the Bears. The Bears.
How you been, man? How was the past week?
Oh, it was a wonderful week, but not as wonderful as yours.
Oh, yes. I went to New York. It's basically Chicago, but a lot dirtier and giant rats. So it's it's nice. It is really nice. I stayed out maybe 3-4 avenues / blocks from Times Square. And the time that I actually went into Times Square, I, without any knowing what the hell happened, there was a shooting. Two people got hit. I believe they're both okay. Yeah. One of the victims were a 4-year-old, got shot in the leg. Sad, but they're going to make it. They're going to be alive. I don't know what's the extent of that. So I don't know the whole story. I did not want to look into the story. Because I grew up with a bunch of stuff like that already when I was a kid. I saw gruesome stuff in my childhood. So either way, let's keep it light.
So what you did is you took all the Chicago violence and you took it with you. So
yeah.
We were all good here. We're cool. And then since you went to New York, all of a sudden it's violence in New York. I see how it is.
Yeah. Okay. You know, violence finds me. I don't find it. That's what it was. And saw a New York hooker, so hey, that was that wasn't the highlight, but it was great.
It was close. Overall,
not even, nowhere near close. Nowhere near close. But it was great, man. I had a blast. Had a blast. That's awesome. I do want to go back.
You. We definitely missed you. I don't know if you guys saw, we had our morning spike on Sunday. It was no Fredo there. We had Marvin with us. Mm-hmm. And first thing first, I had to take my 2 shots. So I figured if it's gonna be shots, I had to take I had to take some bourbon, because you know, and then if I had bourbon, I said I had bacon. So I had thick cut bacon and bourbon. So I took my 2 shots and enjoyed the rest of the show. That's I don't remember awesome. It, but I enjoyed it.
Yes, Sunday was kind of a big day. Of course, it was Mother's Day, so yes. It was a big day. So Jess's brother got engaged. So
yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah, so the family's being extended.
Yeah, and we all said happy Mother's Day to Jess. If she checks the show out, she'll see that.
Okay.
We didn't forget.
Thanks. I'm sure she appreciate it, and she will appreciate it. So, yeah, man, how was Mother's Day at your place?
It was busy. You know, Mother's Day is always like the most busiest time because you got to take care of your wife. You got to take care of your mom, grandma, mother-in-law. I got sisters. It's just like.
So it was all over the place.
It was all over the place. And I think I ended up taking a nap around 3:00, just in the corner, just passed out like.
Man, in one day we walked 6.5 miles. There's nothing but straight walking. Everything was so, even the Ubers were more expensive than it is here. And that was nuts, man. It was crazy, my friend. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's good.
But I'm
glad you enjoyed it, though. That was something that's experience that you got to have. And, you know, definitely got to go back. We'll go see a Bears Giants game.
I would love that. I actually want to go back. You know, Justin and I were talking, and we're like, let's go back, because there's some, we saw things, but there were things that we weren't able to see. Mm-hmm. And like we went to the Met, we went to Empire State Building and the observatory at night, which is amazing. And we went somewhere else. Oh, Natural Museum of History and stuff.
The Natural History Museum,
in New York. So, I mean, Bella loved dinosaurs, and she had no idea. She thought we were just going to a museum. So we went in there, and there was a section. It was like the second floor. And I thought it was like the Field Museum. The Field Museum, they have Sue, You know, that one dinosaur
Yeah.
there. Then they have another
No.
dinosaur. This
It's nothing
place
like
had, oh my
that.
God, it was amazing. I'm like, why don't we have this over there? You know, in
Because it's New York.
yeah, everything's so, oh, geez, I don't, it's like there's Chicago and then there's New York, and they have so much more of everything. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little envious of that. But hey, you know,
Hey, well, when you have more stuff, you have a lot more dirt. And you have, tell you have dogs. Is that not a dog? Oh, that's a rat? Oh, man.
the
Because
only dogs.
he's hailing taxis. Is that a rat tail?
The Bronx, man. I had seen dogs there, but no stray dogs. They're all just dogs. And I saw dogs on leashes, in carry-ons, in backpacks. I seen dogs like being held in their arm and like, oh, you cannot pet my animal. This is my child. Would you like for me to pet your child? I'm like, ma'am, just shut the fuck up. Go.
It's like, yeah, that's exactly the same. You're right.
Oh my God. It's like, why is there a dog in a backpack? Literally, it was a backpack and it was a transparent glass with vents on the side, and you see a dog in there. I'm like, is it crippled? What's
Yeah,
going
dog in a
on?
backpack, and then they got a leash on the
Yeah. I mean, overall, it's like it's a great place. You know, the Empire State Building was amazing. Statue of Liberty is so much smaller than I expected. I'm expecting this big, massive thing, but it's not. Well, and then again, Empire State Building, then you saw the Statue of Liberty from a distance. I saw it on a plane on the way in. And overall, it was great. It was a great experience. I would like to
Hey,
go back.
I'll say you've been hearing that your whole life. I
What's
thought it
up?
was going to be bigger.
Yeah. My whole life, yeah. So do you remember
Yeah.
that show? What show was it? It was Thursdays. I said I bring you guys back some chlamydia or something. So I told Jess that, and she got upset.
Why would you tell Jeff?
She got upset and she's like, you know what you have to do to get chlamydia? You gotta have sex with. I'm like, you're missing the point, babe. I'm like, honestly, in order for me to give them chlamydia, I have to have sex with them. That's the point. You missed that, honestly.
Don't care. I don't like
Yeah. So overall, it
it.
was awesome. It was great. It
That's
was a great
awesome.
time. But what's on today's agenda, my friend?
All right, so now we get to get into the bare necessities, the
Yes.
good old bare necessities, the things we need. I think we should start off on our offense, so let's not pander anymore, no more ado. Let's go ahead and get right into the show.
Let's get into it. Give me a sec, get it going. You see everything good over there? All right. Yeah, I don't see anything. I just got this screen.
You should have told Jess, like, look, I get chlamydia from the toilet seat, obviously.
Oh, jeez.
It's so dirty.
That's not a good thing. All right, let's see. Let me set this up. There we go.
Wonderful.
So bare necessities. So this week we're doing offense, and next week we're concentrating on defense, correct? All right.
Yes.
So this is it. And once again, all right. So in the quarterbacks, we have Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, and Nick Foles. What I've heard, Nick Foles might be
On the
trading.
trading block,
Yeah,
yes.
he's on a trading block. However, I heard that a lot of they reached out to a bunch of teams and they all said no. But then again, that's expected, because I know there's a free agent, there's the draft, there you got 100 and something million players, and then you have to cut it down to 53. After you cut down to 53, you're gonna have all these available open positions, and that's when people start trading a little bit more or picking up free agents, you know, off the market.
I mean,
So
we're living in a world right now where Aaron Rodgers is available to some teams. You know, if you're willing to pay, you know, a couple first round draft picks, a couple second round, you can have Aaron Rodgers on your team. Please take him. Please. I'm just saying, I'm not begging, but I'm begging. But right. So if you could get Aaron Rodgers, you're not going for Nick Foles right now. I mean, you could get quarterbacks off the garbage heap right now. Nick Foles is a luxury, and he might be a luxury that we have to go into the season with.
Right. I mean,
in no world is Nick Foles a third quarterback. It's not a world that exists that Nick Foles needs to be a third quarterback. You know, only the Bears pay, you know, $17 million to their two backup quarterbacks. You know,
yes. So. I agree. Nick Foles is definitely a starter, maybe even a pretty good backup. However, I think, you know, in this graphic I have, Justin Fields number one and Andy Dalton number two, Foles three. However, it's going to be Dalton as a starter. I think he's not going to be a starter long. I'm predicting that by week three to five, Justin Fields is going to step on this field because he got now Dalton for 1 year. And, Fields is going to take snaps, and he's going to eventually take over.
I don't know. If you listen to Matt Nagy, I mean, I think he was on the Dan Patrick show today. He was talking about the Justin Fields. I mean, right now, Andy Dalton is your number one QB. This is what he is. He's your number one guy. Justin Fields will get opportunity to learn, and he's going to get snaps throughout the entire season. And basically what Nagy said is you will know when Justin Fields is ready to go. You know, you will know when it's time for Justin Fields to go on the field. Because when the team knows, he's not going to shy away from, you know, letting them play. Mm-hmm. He also kept on saying, it's like, hey, you remember with Patrick Mahomes? He didn't play there at all that first season until week 16. Mm-hmm. You know, and he said, hey, I was there every day. I understand exactly how it went. I heard every conversation. I know every play. I know when the young guy's ready, and I will know.
Right. Yeah. Tank Kramer says perfect case is midseason. We could trade them to other teams with QBs get injured. That's true.
Unfortunately, we have two of those. Bulls or Dalton.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that will be the case, but however, the trade value won't be as high. Depending what's on the market, the trade value would not be that high. So, it is going to be kind of difficult, but
I don't know. I'll gladly trade Nick Foles for a fifth round pick right now.
Yeah,
I don't think we'll get it down, but I think as long as we hold on to him and injuries start happening, Nick Foles, if he had a decent offensive line, would have performed okay. I know people don't like me saying this, but if he would have had a decent offensive line, because he can't move, that's the problem. He's a statue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, behind a decent offensive line, a good offensive line, he can still make plays. He's still smart. He still won a Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, he just can't win in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens. I mean, Super Bowl, maybe it's a little too early, maybe 2-3 years early. I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, but as long as Aaron Rodgers gets out of the conference, we got an opportunity.
Yes.
And we have two guys that look exactly the same. Look at him. Look at him. We got two of the same guy. We could have just kept Nick Foles and drafted Justin Fields, and Andy Dalton could have stayed out there. And you know what? Before we get off the quarterback, I want to say this. I think Andy Dalton is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's a professional quarterback. He is a starting quarterback somewhere. This is not like when we had Trubisky, and Trubisky had to play because, you know, we didn't have anyone really a real quarterback starting for us. Right. Andy Dalton is a real quarterback. He can play. He's not going to do anything outstanding, but he can play the position, and he won't make you upset that with him. You know, he's a little bit more athletic than you believe. He has a better arm than you believe. But he's not going to you're not going to win because of him. Justin Fields is a guy that you're going to win because of. He's going to be our opportunity to really have a franchise quarterback for the first time ever.
Right. So do you think he's off, Nagy is off the hot seat because of Fields?
I or think as soon as we drafted there? him, as soon as we drafted him, Nagy has 2 years.
And another, so, he just bought himself two more years.
You know, I think because his contract ends in 2 years, I believe they're going to let him play his contract play out.
Okay. Well, we'll see, man. Let's see what happens. Let's see now. I love the graphics, by the way. Oh, Brian did the whole animation. I just fluffed that up a bit.
I did a little bit. He still took care of all the other stuff.
So the O-line is going to be interesting for me to see.
Yes.
It's going to be very interesting because Leno's gone. We got Jenkins, right? So Jenkins is naturally a right side. I think they can move him on the left, I think it was.
Yep.
So there's Whitehair is no longer center. He's now left guard. Mustafa, he's up there. So there's a lot going on in the O-line, which is great. I like to see that because then you have competition and then you have, you know, someone on their ass, like, I better perform well. If not, the guy next to me is going to mess up. I put Borum on the left side, not on the right, because on the right, you also got the other rookie. What's his name? Savinka?
Yeah, Savinka. But so we have – okay, so the O-line is interesting. I mean, we have – so Tevin Jenkins is going to get every opportunity to be your left tackle. If Tevin Jenkins cannot be a left tackle, he will be your starting right tackle. Mm-hmm. So Tevin Jenkins is a starting tackle no matter what you do. From there, you have a lot of opportunities, a lot of choices to do. Borum will have every opportunity to show that he can be either a backup right tackle or the starting right tackle against Jermaine Ifedi. Ifedi is – this is his fourth year. He has a lot of talent. He's a big guy, but he has problems moving his feet.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of the Notre Dame tackle. He's decent with run blocking, but he has problems moving his feet. That's why you can put him at right tackle because – you know, you don't have to worry about him. You can always help out with a tight end. But Ifedi is not talented enough to be a really good starting right tackle. So that's gonna play itself out. We'll see. As I said, Borum's going to have every chance that we have. Savinka's actually going to have a chance too, seeing who can perform.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be very important. As far as center goes, Mustafa should have first crack at everything. A lot of the depth charts you guys see will have Cody Whitehair still at center. Cody Whitehair is not going to be your center. All right? Mm-hmm. Sam Mustafa has shown that he can be not just a good, he's a not just a decent center. He could be a very, very good center. If you have Sam Mustafa, now what do you do with Whitehair? Well, here's the problem. You have James Daniels and you have Bars.
Mm-hmm.
They love Alex Bars. They really do. But James Daniel is still a high pick. He has a lot of talent. They're going to give him every opportunity to start at guard. Mm-hmm. But both Whitehair and Daniels will have to perform because Alex Bars can do either left or right guard. He's better at the right. He's better at right. But either way, that's going to help. So we're going to have a good middle of our offensive line regardless.
Right.
The worry is this right tackle. As I said, Jermaine Ifedi did okay towards the end of the season. We found out he's not a guard. He doesn't move quick enough. He's not strong enough. He has terrible feet. So he gets beat inside a lot.
Okay.
You know, so what do you do then? You know, you got James Daniel, who's not – hopefully he's got a stronger this time out. But do you put Whitehair next to Ifedi? You know, because Whitehair is so athletic and so strong. I mean, all this is going to get you kind of – balanced out, but we have a lot of question marks there.
Yeah, there is a ton. It reminds me of the year where we had like four head coaches as regular coaches, which was what, Mike Tice. We had Mike Marks. You know, now at that year, Mike Tice shuffled that online so much. It was like no 2 or 3 weeks was so consistent as starters. And he shuffled them. And every week they performed pretty damn good, and I was impressed by that. So I'm hoping it because you know he had to. Mike Tice was a offensive line coach before he became a head coach to, what was it, Minnesota Vikings, I believe it was.
Minnesota, yeah.
And, yeah, when he signed on, and I was like, what the hell's going on, man? You know, we're buying out the league. So it was crazy to see that, and they performed fairly well. It wasn't piss poor that they weren't last in sacks allowed, but they were up there. I'm kind of seeing the same thing here, and if you notice, there's no really backup for center. So
that's because both James Daniels and Cody White here can back up center, and that's what. So if it is a let's say just for instance, something in training camp, there's an injury at any spot. We have four guys for three spots, and all four guys can start.
That's all. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going to have a good middle of our line no matter what we do. There's no worries. You know, Mustafa goes out, Whitehair could slide over. James Daniels could slide over. James Daniels' problem is it's calling out protection, but he's a good center. Whitehair is great. He's really smart, but he's a terrible snapper. He's like a turnover waiting to happen. So you put Mustafa there as your steady guy, and then you have Whitehair, James Daniels. They're just interchangeable.
Right.
As long as James Daniels got stronger.
Right.
And you know, that's going to be a thing. Well, and what's funny is that, you know, rookie mini camp is this weekend coming up. So Jenkins, Borum, Savinka, there's another guy too that they're all going to be, they're going to all have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's going to be awesome. That's going to be great. I would love to see that. And I want to see the competition on that. But, yeah, man. As long as these guys protect our QBs and do an astounding run block, because Montgomery could sneak through. And Montgomery can break a tackle here and there. Actually, in college,
Montgomery he had to try to break the most tackles before he gets to the line of scrimmage ever.
Yes. So I mean, as long as we got a pass protection, we're okay, which is great. Let's see what we got next. Speaking of running backs.
There we go.
The backs. So, of course, we all know David Montgomery is going to be starting. I'm guessing Damien Williams is going to be the backup, too, and because he was a backup to, what was his name, CEH in Kansas City?
Kansas City, yeah.
Edwards.
But Damien Williams has started. He's definitely a decent running back. But you know, right now we need running back by committee. David Montgomery can't take all the snaps, so we, you know, Damien Williams is a load. He is a load. He's low to the ground, and he's going to run hard.
Right.
Tariq Cohen, who I know everyone thinks is running back too, he could be. Don't get me wrong, but you know, he's had this death in his family. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. His brother, it's unbelievable.
His twin brother, not that.
It's like the worst thing you can imagine, family members like that. So not because of who he is. We didn't put him at running back three because of his talent level. You just don't know how – you don't want to put football first right now. You want to see what's most important in his life. Khalil Herbert, I think, has a very decent opportunity to make this team. I would not be surprised they go into the regular season with four running backs.
Yeah.
Especially because Tariq can play receiver too.
Right. Tariq can play receiver. And it's going to hurt fantasy-wise, but we'll get to that in a different show. However, I'm really interested in Herbert because he's fast and he bounces out a lot. You know, Montgomery breaks tackles, he goes through. So is Williams. He's not afraid of getting him either. Cohen is more, you know, you guys said it last week, he's more of a gadget guy. So I can see him on the returns. And as punt and kickoff, mainly punt, because that's what he was pretty good at. I put him, you know, he's RB3 because, of course, his death and his family. But if you had to rank all these three positions with the four running backs, how would you rank them?
It depends on the offensive line. If we have a stellar offensive line, I would put Montgomery one. I will go Cohen and Williams switching off at RB2 and Herbert as our, you know, our change of pace, trying to see what he has. But
Right.
Tariq Cohen is so quick. He's coming off an injury. You want to, you know, kind of capitalize on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if he's able to play, he's willing to play right now, then you want to capitalize on what Tariq Cohen can bring. But I can't see Tariq Cohen getting more than 6 carries a game. I mean, for what? I hate seeing Tariq Cohen go through the middle, you know, but you don't want to see personnel coming in and everyone knows it's going, hey guys, this is going to be a power or this is going to be a sweep. You can't be predictable. So, you know, towards the end of the season, I believe Damian Williams will take over your running back too, exactly how you have it here. But Tariq Cohen, he's not just a gadget guy. He's a luxury. Mm-hmm. And I always said that I don't think you need luxury on a team that's not that good. I think the drafting of Justin Fields, and I think this draft has given us some hope. And I believe that we can use him again now.
Yeah. I mean, running backs, yeah. I mean, last year's running back, we had – who do we have as a backup to Montgomery? Nall?
Yeah, we had Nall. No, but really it was he's at Atlanta, the receiver.
Oh my God, Peterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Patterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson really, really was our backup running back because he was a backup everything.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to get the ball in his hand. Mm-hmm. Tariq Coleman's going to be someone you want to get the ball in his hand, give him opportunity to do those things.
Patterson
but towards that end of the season, I just see Damian Williams just taking the load and hitting people in the mouth, and you don't want that.
Yeah. I can see him relieving some pressure from Montgomery, getting him some rest times. And if we're in playoff contention, I could definitely see one of those numbers go up. Yeah. And maybe see some Cohen and Herbert. So
I think Herbert will play in this offense. Mm-hmm. I think he will make the team and he will play in this offense.
All right. Good to know. So the receivers. Now, once again, depending on the running game and the O-line, the receivers, of course, we all want Allen Robinson to come back. We want him to stay and get that Amari Cooper money because he deserves that Amari Cooper money. Darnell Mooney, we all know he's going to be the number 2. He was a rookie last year. Now he's a year under his belt. He's more experienced. He knows what to do. He knows how to do things. He knows the playbook. Now, with only differences, he had Foles and Trubisky to throw at him this year. He's going to possibly have Dalton and Fields. Not much Foles. I can't really see Foles throwing the ball unless something happens to Dalton. But so now he has to relearn, get the timing down, how far, how fast, quick to turn. Because now every quarterback is different. Yeah, they could throw a ball. But how far, the accuracy, you need to get that timing down. Robinson's been in the league long enough where he knows how to make the adjustments. And then as far as the slot's going to be very interesting to me. Because here you have Miller, which is still on the team. He's still on the roster. They got Newsom, Daz Newsom, which is a quick, quick guy. Along with, don't forget, we picked up Goodwin. Mm-hmm. You know,
Marquise Goodwin's going to play.
Yeah.
He's going to play in this game. From what I've heard is the coaching staff is leaning towards Anthony Miller being on this team. Mm-hmm. They've tried shopping him around. They believe he's worth more than, you know, a 6th-round pick. For a 6th-round pick, they would rather him play and see if he can mature. But if he doesn't mature, they have no problem putting his butt on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Riley Ridley is going to get some opportunity in the slot. Goodwin will get some opportunity at both wide receiver 2 and 1. Wims will be your 4th guy coming off the bench, you know, 5th guy coming off the bench for jump ball opportunities. But A-Rob is going to be our horse. You know, just like he was last year, you know. And now we actually have a chance to keep him because Justin Fields, as you heard, you know, all over the place, you know, he's a real one.
Yeah.
Eddie Jackson's like, oh, we finally got us a real one. All right, so, you know, Allen Robinson could, you know, he's in a point in his career where he needs to make his mark. And you always are worried about, you know, what's going to happen with when you're a receiver like this. If you don't have a quarterback to get you the ball,
right?
We might have someone who gives us the ball. I think Allen Robinson, I honestly, I believe that the Bears are going to be offering him a 4-year, was it probably $60 million contract? Even if not $65 million contract throughout the year, I don't know if he's going to take it because he might want more money. He's right. Going to be like 4 years. I might want 75, 80. But the Bears are going to try to lock him down. And if they can't, it's going to hurt Justin Fields' development. You need a true number one receiver. And that's what he is.
Right. So speaking of, I didn't really pay attention to size. It's more with the speed because speed kills, right? Mm-hmm. So now Kramer said something on our thread here, and I responded with the NFL. According to a 5-year NFL combine report, yes, wide receivers and cornerbacks had the fastest average times at 4.48, followed by running backs at 4.49. The following times were measured between 2000 and 2012 at the NFL Combine for players who played at least 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
Our receiving core, Goodwin, 4.27.
Yep.
Bird, which he's not on the list, 4.28. Mooney.
Yeah, I have Bird on my list to say that Bird can be up to a second. He could be a second or third guy, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially after Robinson. If Riley really goes to slot, I don't know if Newsom or Davis will make the team. If Riley really goes to slot, Marquise Goodwin could be your backup for Mooney. I don't believe makes the team. Wims is going to be a right there on the edge because I believe Bird will make it instead of any of those other guys. I think Bird will get an opportunity because he has number one wide receiver stuff. I just don't know if he can bring it out of him.
Right. So these guys are fast. I mean, hell, Mooney, 4.38. Miller, 4.38. Newsom, the rookie, 4.57. And Robinson, 4.6. Yep. So if the average is 4.48, 4.49, we are beating the average.
Mm-hmm.
Goodwin, Bird, Mooney, Miller beats that average. That is spectacular speed on that field. So I don't think there should be any issue stretching the field. And if you stretch the field and you throw the long ball and it feels like that, Dalton likes that, it's gonna help because then you have the slot going underneath if they're playing, too deep. And dude, that's amazing. I don't know if they did it deliberately. Or they just like, hey, he's a fast guy. Let's pick him up, regardless height, you know. So we have Josh. He says speed kills.
It does.
I agree. Even back in the day, Alonzo Spellman, he had the fastest time for an edge rusher. Not only that, he had a huge ass wingspan. Yeah. But dude, Javon Kearse, he did the same
thing. Javon Kearse is my favorite defensive end growing up. I promise you. I loved him. I had his jersey, Titans. Yeah. I had it already.
Yeah. I mean, the speed does kill and almost at any position. So, I mean, and I say almost because speed doesn't really matter on O-line because,
No, you had those fast guards to get out front. Boy, you in trouble.
So, yeah, man. It's amazing, and it's really going to be interesting in that slot position. So speaking of the slot position and what we have, depending on the Miller trade, if his stock rises up, even let's just say week 8 is the deadline, I believe it is. Let's say he has 10 TDs, and his stock is going to go up, and he's available.
We won't trade him. If he has that many TDs, we won't trade him.
What do they do? I mean, this guy is still available.
Golden Tate's going to be a number two receiver on someone's team. Golden Tate's problem right now is that he lost a lot of his speed. He's gotten older. He's lost a lot of speed. Golden Tate is a great possession receiver, and you need those things.
Yeah.
So there's the issue I have with Golden Tate is there's two things you can't teach, speed and size. Mm-hmm. You can't teach someone to be 6'3", 6'4". You can't. And you can't teach someone to be as fast as those guys are.
Right.
But having a slow guy with a lot of speed, sometimes you can get a lot of possessions. You know, he's that guy, you know, you need 10 yards, he's going to go get you 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue with Golden Tate on this team is we already have Allen Robinson, who, you know, is really, though he's a number one receiver, he's also really a possession receiver. He's the guy, oh, shit, everything's gone. Hey, Rob. Give him opportunity. Just give him the ball. Yeah, he's going to catch the ball. He has that talent. He has an unbelievable wingspan. You know, Golden Tate's going to be on someone's team. Don't get me wrong. And he might produce really, really well. But I just – maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see him as a two or a slot because he does have great hands. And he
has great hands.
He knows what to do. He's a perfect route runner. There you go. And, dude, when he was with Lions, we went against him. I've seen him blow up over there in the Giants area. Oh boy! So
I agree,
and it's nuts.
But so just for me, isn't Kenny Stills still out there?
I believe he is. Yes,
and you know that would be something that I would look into. Kenny Stills, mm-hmm. Give him an opportunity, depending on if we still have all of our wide receivers. Anthony Miller gets traded. Kenny Stills is a perfect guy. So okay. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. It's always a we'll see. Tight ends. Very interesting because we have Cole Kmet and Jimmy Graham. Now, Jimmy Graham, he did wonders for us. He caught that last touchdown with the Saints, and he just kept running home. So he didn't even come out the tunnel to celebrate. He just like, screw it. I got my TD. I'm gone. Now, what's going to happen with Jimmy Graham? That's a big question because of his contract. That's a great question because of his age. However, he still performs.
Yeah.
You know, and we have Holtz, Horsted, and Clark. Well, it should be Holtz, Clark, and Horsted.
Yeah.
You know, on the side.
All right. So all offseason I've been screaming, we need to release Jimmy Graham. Now, Jimmy Graham, to me, growing up, I loved him. He's great route running. He has great hands. He had great speed. And no matter what you do with Jimmy Graham's going to catch touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I was screaming for that, I don't want Jimmy Graham going anywhere anymore.
Right.
When you have Justin Fields, he needs a safety blanket. Cole Kmet could be your safety blanket during your 20-20. But when you get down that, you know, that red zone, seeing that big old 6'7" target with killer hands and posting up, give me that Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, you
know? That's what the Bears were actually hoping Clark could be, because Clark, you know, I don't know if you know this, he played basketball, I believe at USC. That's what he is. He's a basketball player that they're trying to like make it to a tight end.
Right.
But that's who Jimmy Graham was. Jimmy Graham was a basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Josh mentioned Graham still has production value. Kmet is coming through.
Yeah, I agree. I think Holtz is going to be your – he's a good blocker. He's an okay route runner, but he could be also do fullback a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Jesper Horsted has talent. I don't want you guys to misunderstand, but Jesper Horsted was a receiver in college. The question is, can he get enough weight on him, on his bones, to really be able to – play tight end. I like him a lot. But as I said, Clark is also he's a basketball player. He's a guy that you'll post up, you give him the ball. It depends on what they do with Jimmy. If Jimmy stays on the team, we might carry four tight ends.
Yeah.
And put one on the practice squad. But remember a couple years ago, we didn't have any tight ends.
Yeah. There was a time we had three tight ends. Burton was one of them. And there was like one guy had. All right. So take care of it. Said trade them all for Tim Tebow. I'll keep my chances as a Horsted.
Yeah, no, I can't believe Tebow, after not playing professional football since 2012? He goes to his team. He was like, hey, can I get a run? And they signed him to tight end. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? And I don't want to say he doesn't deserve it, because I don't know. Tim Tebow might do something miraculous and become a great tight end. I don't know. He should have been tight end already. That's what he should have been.
He has the height. He has the weight. He has everything of that. So it's
if possible. He does that, I don't know, man. It's clouds possible. Will part, and yes. You know, the sun will come down, and Tim Tebow will become a great tight end. I don't know.
I mean, didn't he play with the Mets?
Yeah,
New York Mets
for years.
Like, yeah, so he stayed in shape.
He's athletic. He's just old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's my age. Tim Tebow is old, and Tim Tebow might be one of the greatest college football players ever. I still don't understand how he just got a spot. It's just after playing baseball for like the last 6 years.
Yeah,
but yeah, whatever. You know, I'm not mad at him. You know, he got his opportunity. A lot of young guys wish they could have the same opportunity, but it's not about what you know, it's about who you know.
Yeah,
he knew his college coach.
Did he get married yet?
Yes, I believe he did.
So he's finally got rid of that V card. Good for him.
So I believe he got married 2 years ago. Yeah, right before the pandemic. So, you know.
Right. So, got a lot of practice during the pandemic. Okay, so we have if Jimmy Graham goes, of course, you know, all these holes, Horsted, Clark is pretty decent names.
You need another tight end. If he goes, you got to bring someone in.
Well, that's the guy I was thinking about, Tyler Eifert. 6'6", big body guy, just like Graham. Because Graham is what, 6'7", I think you said?
6'7", yeah, 6'7", 260.
Right.
He's a big dude.
And this guy is 255. So, yeah. I mean, it's almost a replacement kind of thing. How he is with blocking, receiving, well, you know, he played 15 games, 36 receptions, 349 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Yeah. Now, granted, this is with, what was he, the Jaguars, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, but and the thing is with Jimmy had 8 touchdowns, he had 50 receptions, 456 yards, because he can't run. So he can run to get a reception, but he's falling right there because he can't run anymore.
But, you know, it's in his contract.
Yeah, it's like, literally, I'll catch the ball. My first thing is I'm going right to the ground.
Right.
You know, he had the Marvin Harrison disease. I don't run after catch.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No yak. No yak
for me. Uh-uh.
No yak.
But he does catch touchdowns, and that's why I don't know. The problem with Eifert is he might want $5 million. But if you're going to pay him $5 million, you might as well kick Graham for 7.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I mean, however, this is the Bears' logic. We get rid of what's his name, Fuller, to save $11 million. Oh, wait, Dalton's available for 10. Let's get him. This is, you know, we don't know how that logic is, but however.
Hey, I don't know. I have a little bit more hope in my heart after getting Justin Fields. And then Tevin Jenkins, I know, going back to this thing again, but Tevin Jenkins, I thought we were going to get him at 20.
Yeah.
We got him in the second round. He did something right. Brian Pace did something right. He was on my shit list, definitely. He did something real. He might have saved Chicago Bears football. We have to give him an opportunity to see.
Yep. So, I mean, hey, you're never good. You never know what's going to happen in that draft. I mean, hell, they traded up to go get him.
Yeah.
And I also heard there was a bunch of trade offers, and the reports are not out 100%, but I heard there was a certain team offered a boatload of everything just to trade up to get Penei Sewell. And the Lions said no. They had so much confidence. And Sewell said, this is the guy we need. And they ended up getting him. But I heard it was like 3 or 4 first-rounders, a player, and so on and so forth. Martin says, yeah. Cole Kmet should be pretty good this year. I agree. Yeah. He already has a year under his belt. He's kind of familiar with the system now. So
and he started to show some talent at the end of the season.
Yeah.
He can hold on to the ball, but he got some talent.
Right. You see, he's starting to break out some. The quarterbacks are passing it to him. And don't forget, it's a whole big different thing when you have 2 different quarterbacks throwing at you. We have another from Josh. The moves in free agency, good draft. All I want is fans do is for the Chicago Bears is to be competitive, game in, game out. I think we all want that. Yeah. So if you go in a game, a lot of times teams are tend to their first half team, and the second half they blow it up. They just stink. Versus teams that come in and they stink, but yet they come back at the end to win it.
I see, so, but you know that happens a lot when you have a young quarterback. We never knew that because we never had a young quarterback that was actually right. good. We are going to see those things that, you know, when a young quarterback can come in, make some plays at the end of the game, and give you an opportunity to do something. I agree. You know, you just want a competitive team out there, and that's all you really hope for. And then you want a couple of wins. You, hope is a powerful drug. It could change everything the way you're looking at your outlook. Mm-hmm. And I think right now that's what we have as fans, the Bears fans. We have hope.
Yes.
And that's and all you can really want.
And honestly, if you break it down, you don't have to score these big ass numbers, these long yards. You really don't. If you score one touchdown a quarter, maybe two touchdowns a quarter, at least score one, that's 28 points. If you have the opportunity to score two touchdowns in one quarter, and really that's it sounds easier said than done. It's just like baseball. When you go up, just hit the ball two times. Two out of four. Strike out the other two.
Pop two out off, four.
Fly out. Two out of
if
four.
If you do two out of four, you are an all-time great
baseball player. That's exactly what it is.
Simple as that.
That's exactly what it is. And you know what? I think systems out there, Unity, sound complex. But if you break it down in, like, look, if we could make it in that end zone in 10 to 12 plays, die down the clock, make them guessing, mix up the plays with the runs and pass. If we are able to score two times a quarter, that's great. See, when I coached football, I told my guys, dude, if no matter who has the ball in hand, that's your opportunity to score a touchdown. So if you pick it off, that's your opportunity to score a touchdown. If you recover a fumble, that's your opportunity to score a touchdown. Always think big. You know, yeah, sure. If I have the ball and I'm slower and I see a guy behind me, a receiver, my guy, I'm a chuck it to him. And, you know, I become the blocker as long as we get that point. Let's get that TD. So you cannot be selfish. There's players that I've seen that they always want the ball and bitch about it. It's a team sport, dude. Honestly, we're all here for one purpose, is to win big. Yeah. So
I think really the heart of this, as I said, we have hope now, but the heart of this whole thing is about offensive line. The offensive line, we can figure out positions and it gels together. This team can go as far as they can carry them. I mean, we have great offensive linemen. Your running backs look like all-world running backs.
Yeah.
You know, you have great offensive linemen. Your quarterback looks like a Pro Bowl quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, your receivers look unbelievable because they can catch the ball because you got some time for the quarterback. Those are all the things that you really need. You need to focus on your offensive line and them gelling together. And a little luck, a little healthy. Though, if you can do that, you don't know what's going to happen. And then right. Aaron Rodgers gets out of your division. Please. you don't know what can happen in this division. I mean, now, it might be a year early, but let's go.
Honestly, I would like to see one thing. If Aaron Rodgers leaves, that sucks. You know, it's great for us, but it sucks. But I would like to see a Rodgers versus Fields matchup.
No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is in my nightmares. He is the boogeyman, and he got swag, and I love him, and I hate him.
Martin says, a new hope, acting like Justin Fields is Luke Skywalker.
Hey, get rid of – think about Star Wars, no Darth Vader. Man, Luke has got a lot better chance, man. I'm just saying, let's get rid of Darth Vader now. Let's get rid of him. Hey. I think the Bears should go ahead and throw in a third-round draft pick. And I think the Vikings should throw in a second-round draft pick to any team that takes Aaron Rodgers off our hands. Go ahead. We're throwing it in for you, all right?
That's
we give you somebody, too, all right? We just need him out of here. Forget all the other stuff.
Oh, my God. That's fucking crazy, dude. That's crazy.
Don't let me be GM. I'm like, look, I don't know. I know you think about this Denver thing, but I'll throw in a third round pick too. All right, guys, come on.
So you call this. If you're the GM of the Bears, you call up Denver and say, hey, I'll throw in this pick. Just give me a kicker. A long snapper. I don't know.
Whatever you want. I don't care. You can give me Mr. Irrelevant. I will give you whatever we got to do for the NFL. I will give it to you. Take Aaron Rodgers' ass to the AFC.
No. That's
matter of fact, I think we should all come. All the ones that are looking for NFC championships, we all should come together and put it all in and give Denver whatever they need to get Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
So Martin also said, watch, he gets what he wants, and Jordan Love torches the place. Yes.
Oh, I would be so pissed.
So
I would be pissed. But you know what? When the Green Bay Packers say Jordan Love's not ready, that's when I want to see him. They say, oh, Jordan Love is just not ready. I want to see him then.
Kramer said, don't you put that evil on us, Martin. Don't you do that. That is some crazy ass evil. But then again, you know what? Green Bay has a history of having great quarterbacks. If you really do think about it, E.J. Dillon is next.
I will deal with that. We'll get to the defense. We'll get to our defense next week, and we'll talk about all these things. Because there are some things about our defense that really scare me. But now for our offense, we have hope. I'm not even asking us to be a top 10 offense. I'm just trying to say be average. If we can be average, we can win this. We can win the whole thing.
Yeah. Honestly, with our defense, if you score 28, 35 – maybe 42. 42, I think, is a little bit too much. I don't think the Bears can make 42 points a game. But if we can make 35 points, we'll be okay.
You know how many times it took three games for us to score 42 points? Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we can score 29 points a game, oh, my dude. Man. I'm hoping for hope. That's what the Bears have given us now, guys.
It's big hope.
They have given us hope. Average gets us everything we need in Chicago, Martin. You don't understand. That's all we have. We've been looking for average for 60 years. It's been 60 years we've been looking for average.
Average don't get you bowls.
Yeah. It's going to get us a championship.
NFC North Championship, the conference championship.
That's all I need. You know, let's make Green Bay back to where it was before Brett Favre. That's all I'm asking.
They were Majerski.
Terrible. Yeah, they're terrible in the early late 80s. They're terrible. Mm-hmm. Let's let Green Bay be back there. And Detroit, I'll take Detroit for any way they want. Detroit has never won a playoff game, so I don't really care about them. And I'm okay with fighting against Minnesota. I'm okay with that. And if it's just us in Minnesota, we have a chance. I was reading – the Bears have a 25% chance to win a division. I think Minnesota has a 33% chance, and everything else is about to Green Bay. But if Aaron Rodgers is gone, I'm okay with those odds.
Wait, you said they have a 25% chance of winning the division?
Yep, that's what they said. But we're third.
There's four freaking teams in the division, man. So that means everybody else is basically
– No. It's because Detroit has no chance. No chance, because that's what you got. No chance in hell. So, I think Green Bay has like a 55%. The Bears have a 25% or something like that. Oh, no. Green Bay had a 47%. Bears had 25%. And the rest with the Vikings. The Vikings had some 30-something percent. So, Vikings are still a formidable team. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's average. You know, an average can with a great defense can do a lot. And Vikings had a great draft, too. So we'll have to see. This is going to be a very interesting year. You know, but right now, we just got to focus on ourselves. And, you know, that's why I want to look at defense next week. Because that's where our bread is buttered, right there, defense.
Yep. So Dan Majowski was the other quarterback before Brett Favre. And did fairly well, dude. Trying to get the stats together, but you know, right now that's not important.
Yeah, they didn't win championships, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. As long as they don't win championships. If you go If they go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love is good, I'm burning all Green Bay down. You know where to come get it. If Green Bay starts burning, you know where it's me.
So Martin says, oh, wow. Now you see Kirk is good? I'm guessing Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk, he's decent. He's a regular. That's what he is. Kirk Cousins is the line right there that you decide if someone's good or bad. He's right in the middle. If you're better than Kirk Cousins, you're good. You're worse than Kirk Cousins, you're bad. That's what he is.
He's like in a gray area.
That's what he is. You know, that's how you determine good and bad.
That's funny. That's funny. So before we go, of course, something happened with the Bears. Tariq Cohen's brother, twin brother, passed away. He was found electrocuted with and he was in the forest. I believe he was working and he got electrocuted. So Tariq went out and he was quiet for a while. He wanted his privacy. So he came out and he finally tweeted, I think, was it yesterday? He said, I lost my brother, my twin, myself. What a great man he was. I'm glad I got to express just how much I love him while he was here. God truly calls home the best and most worthy. I'll miss him forever. I got Rhea and Trini, Tyrell, I swear to God. Cohen said in the tweet. Now, Rhea, Trini, and Tyrell, I believe that's his brother's
kids,
his nieces and nephews, I think it was.
Yeah.
So basically he's saying, you know, I got them. You know, I swear to God, I got them. Don't worry about them. They're taken care of by me now. So that it's a sad, you know, it's a twin brother, dude. So it's pretty sad that that happened to him. I guess, like I said, he was working. He's working in the woods. I think in North Carolina. I want to stay. I'm not 100% with the details, but yeah, they found him. He was missing, and they found him. Unfortunately, passed away.
Yeah.
So you know, you never know when life comes and goes, man.
Yeah. My father, you know, has a twin. My uncle. They are so close. You know, when one's sick, the other one gets sick. They're just when you twins, it's just a bond that you can't break. You know, and you know they fight, they argue because they're so much alike, but there's no one you can depend on more than your twin.
Right.
And you lose that, you know. I pray for his family. I pray for him to be able to get through this also. I'm glad, you know, he's already thinking about the family, thinking about his kids. I mean, that's a type of a great man to do those things, to be able to pick up the pieces and being strong for your family. So yeah, more than anything, I'm just, you know, want to have my condolences and just Tariq, you know, I pray for you. Pray for you and your family.
We all Bear family in the Bear community. We all pray for you, man. So Martin says, nah. Last week you put him in flames. Next week he's good. Man, this dude's still drunk off his two shots from Sunday.
That's no, a good bacon bourbon. I think you don't understand this, Martin. So if Hale's underneath you, cooking you, so he's in flames always, but if you're above him, you're good. That's what it is. You got to be between these. It's the line. This is the line of quarterback. It's all about where you are. And that's who he is. He's the guy, like, yeah, if Kirk Cousins is there, if you're worse than Kirk Cousins, you could never play in the NFL. You should never play in the NFL. You're better than Kirk Cousins, you could be a starting quarterback. That's where he is. He's the line. Got to deal with it.
Where do you place Andy Dalton on that?
He's cooking too.
He's cooking too. That's funny. All right, man. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I want to reiterate that that's what it is. What they did with this draft, they've given hope to the city.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Bears. We hear all type of things about the Bears not wanting to draft certain people, not wanting certain people to leave their team. And all that's, you know, in the past, and we have to give them opportunity to show what they can do with it. And I'm thankful that my team, my favorite team that, you know, that I have actually has a chance to be great.
Well, the chance has always been there. We just need the right pieces. So now it looks like we have the
pieces. We had no quarterback chance. This is the first time we have a quarterback chance.
Oh man. So let's see. I'm looking. All right. So I think that'll be it for today. Gotta take that one.
Let's talk about our lineup. Yeah.
Well, before we do, I gotta take this banner off. Yeah. There we go. All right, guys. So this is our schedule. We are on Tuesday. The DWJ BBF Studios presents. You know, I'm not gonna even say that. I'm gonna let the head honcho, the godfather of these podcasts, bring it up if it's not out there. However, tomorrow is Wednesday, which is hold on, I'm looking at the schedule to get it correct. It's Dynasty Pylon. Yeah, it's the Dynasty Pylon, of course.
IDP.
Yep. Yeah. Tomorrow looks like they're gonna do the IDP mock draft. So that's gonna be pretty fun. Thursday is episode 67 of DWJBBF, which we talk about all pop culture, whatever is out there in the world, we'll discuss. On Sundays, we got the Morning Spike. We're going to discuss the AFC East, and I will be there. Maybe, hopefully, Marvin will be there also.
Yes.
So, and then we round about. We come back on Monday with the movie review. No, Spoiler Kings
movie review. Spoiler Kings, yes. So,
that's awesome. I like the name.
I love it. Yeah. I love the game name. I love their takes. They're different. And that's what makes it interesting. Sometimes you don't need the same take from everybody, and you want to hear some different ideas. I think if anyone gets a chance, and we all love movies, we all love nerd stuff. I'm into comic books. I'm into all Marvel stuff. I'm into everything. So I mean, watch the movie review is great. Spoiler Kings, they know what they're talking about. I gotta say, Martin is the one person I know can carry a show by himself.
Yes.
But he doesn't have to.
Right.
And I really enjoy watching him on Wednesdays.
Right.
Then you and Kramer are probably two of the funniest guys I've ever been around. So that's, always enjoyable. And you guys have great opinions. Last week, I got to replace you for a little bit, and we got to talk about all of our drunk stories. So I don't even know how it came up. It came up and then...
I heard some of that, and that's why I was messaging in, because there was I had a bunch going on last week. So
we saw some pictures of you though, so don't.
So I gotta see it. I have to watch the episode. So
very entertaining. It was very funny, and I don't know if you saw it, Fredo looks exactly the same as a decade ago. He has not changed. I believe he's a vampire. I'm going to start looking at it. I've never seen him in daytime. I don't know. So we don't know. So, but I want to tell you guys, all these shows are great. They all have a lot of interesting things, and we love having you guys as part of the show. So please comment as much as you can.
Yep. Subscribe.
So please subscribe. And the Morning Spike, I love that too. I mean, that's where everything starts. Yep. I mean, really, if you really want to get into football, having different opinions, it's probably it's the most entertaining thing you can have.
Yeah.
So please subscribe, watch us, and join us.
Yeah. So real quick before we log off, Spiral from the Book of Saw is going to be on Monday's thing. Ooh. And I guess it's okay to mention we are changing our name, DWJBBF, to the Nerd Huddle. So there's going to be a lot of changes coming soon. So, and on once again, Wednesdays, Martin's reminding me, legit, all IDP players, no offense. And yes, Tan Kramer, I strongly agree, that's a hell of a promo.
He's like, I guess we're going to be changing it.
No, he's talking about you.
He's not
about you. What you just said, I'm like, there's nothing for me to be said.
Hey, I guess I'm telling you, you will not miss it. You will not be disappointed. You will enjoy all of it. Everyone has different opinions, as you see, even me and Fredo. But we have different opinions, and we're going to really entertain you guys. So let's just please subscribe and just join us.
Yep.
Really join us. Have your comments. We love seeing it.
Yep. All right, ladies and gents from the studios and the Bears Den, I guess, from my basement to yours and computers, phones everywhere. This is the Panda Show, Panda and Grizzly Show, Panda Bear, Grizzly.
Come on, kick me out, man. No. That's messed up.
No, you outdid me, so I have to do something.
Oh, no. Come on. You know, there's no show without you, Fredo.
No, there's no, there's no Grizzly without Panda and Grizzly. So, all right, guys, have a great one. And see you soon. See you next week. Next week, we're Bread Necessities Defense.
Wonderful.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. We the Bears, monsters of the midway. Knocking teams out every Sunday. Fire in our eyes, can't stop our drive. Hit so hard, we might you were 85. We the Bears, monsters of the midway. Knocking teams out every Sunday. Fire in our eyes, can't stop our drive. Hit so